USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. Former President Trump met with House of Representatives Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday and agreed to help Republicans win back the majority in the House. Representative McCarthy says Democrats have only put forward an agenda that divides America further. And President Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022. Cicely Tyson, the actress who captured the power and grace of black women in America, has died. Tyson's death was announced by her family, who did not immediately provide any additional details. She was 96. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
She loves me, she loves me not. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to take care of our sweeties. And spending less means giving more heart. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
South Carolina is attempting to change their abortion laws. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Lawmakers in the South Carolina State Senate have passed a bill to ban most abortions, sending it to the Republican-controlled House, where it's expected to pass. But its fate is in doubt, as it will likely face a lengthy litigation before it becomes law. The state's governor, Henry McMaster, said he intends to sign the controversial South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat Protection from Abortion Act when it lands on his desk. The bill prohibits a doctor under threat of felony charges and a 2-year prison sentence from performing an abortion after the heartbeat of a fetus has been detected. That generally occurs between 6 to 8 weeks after conception and before most people know if they are pregnant. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The number of abortion clinics in South Carolina has fluctuated over the years, with 15 in 1982, 18 in 1992, and only 3 in 2014. With very little details, the family of Cicely Tyson announced she passed on Thursday. Cicely in 2017 reflects on Steve Harvey's TV show, getting the Medal of Freedom from President Obama.
First of all, I have to tell you, I absolutely never expected to have President Obama hang a medal on my neck. All things are possible. Only believe.
Cicely Tyson was 96 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.